practice courage. Just like any other skill, it helps to do something frequently to get more proficient at it. Following is a list of potential ways, both big and small, to boost your courage. Strike up a conversation with a stranger. Stand up for someone. State an unpopular opinion. Ask for help. Choose what's right over what's easy. Speak in front of a crowd. Take responsibility for your life rather than blaming the world. Protest against an injustice. Express your own style. Persist when things get hard. Apply for a job. Choose to grow from your mistakes. Declare an alternative sexual orientation. Admit your weaknesses. Let go of someone or something that isn't good for you anymore. Apologize. Quit a job that isn't right for you. Be open to ideas and opinions that differ from your own. Try something new or unusual. Pursue a dream. Help someone without regard for what you'll get out of it. Keep your commitments. Request a raise or promotion. Love and accept people whom you dislike or disagree with. Remain calm even when those around you are freaking out. Challenge your own deep-seated beliefs or stories. Be kind to strangers. Make an important but uncomfortable communication. Leave an abusive relationship. Be grateful and optimistic even when life sucks. Reconcile with an estranged family member. And of course, save a baby from a burning building. We all experience varying degrees of fear and discomfort on a regular basis, and anytime we proceed anyway, our courage is activated to enable us to push through. Unless you feel that nothing in that list is daunting, except maybe saving the baby, please do the following exercise. Anticipating and overcoming discomfort. This exercise will help you plan some ways to practice courage. In so doing, you can identify what feelings you experience as you look ahead to the act, and you can reflect on the event and see what came of it. Think back to that list of examples I just gave, and consider your current challenges. Then choose 5 courageous acts you'll perform in the coming week. Write these acts in the first column, labeled Courageous Act, allowing some space between each act in case you need to write several lines of text in the other columns. Either right now, or before performing each act, write in the second column, labeled How I Felt Before, how you feel in anticipation. It might be as simple as slightly nervous, or as detailed as I'm worried that as I'm talking to my boss, I'm going to start crying and then I'll run out of the room. Don't choose acts that are so easy that there's really no courage involved. The key to identifying prime opportunities for courage development in your life is that you feel uncomfortable when you think about going there. You have to use your courage to build it. If you don't, it starts to shrivel. If you've been avoiding discomfort for a long time, you're probably averse to even minor discomfort, but the uncomfortable situations you avoid act as infringements on your freedom, and they squelch your expression. We're not suggesting that just because you're uncomfortable with the idea of skydiving or singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl, that these are things you must do, although doing them may serve to boost your courage in a general sense. We're specifically addressing the discomfort that's part of your life path, the discomfort of existing unresolved conflicts, the discomfort of obstacles to your dreams, the discomfort of whatever blocks the expression of who you truly are, the discomfort that gets in the way of your being in love with yourself and in love with the world. The more you willingly face what makes you uncomfortable, the easier it becomes, and little by little, you'll find yourself expanding into a genuinely ecstatic life. If you feel distinct anxiety coming up as you anticipate facing an area of discomfort, here are a few additional tips to experiment with. Don't resist the feeling in your body. Feel it as willingly as possible. Ride the feeling like a wave. Remember, it's just a feeling. It doesn't mean something is actually wrong. Keep breathing into your lower belly. Make your exhale as long as possible. Put your feet flat on the ground. Imagine you're anchored into the earth. Forgive yourself for whatever unpleasantness you're experiencing. Let yourself off the hook for not being more peaceful. Stop trying to analyze it. More thinking is unlikely to stop this feeling. If you're intensely anxious, in all likelihood, it's a garden variety panic attack, something millions of people have experienced. Everyone thinks they're going to die when they're immersed in it. Everyone thinks they're going crazy when they're in it. And everyone worries that it's going to last forever. But none of these things are true. Remember that, biologically speaking, your fear stems from the primitive animal part of your brain, and it's telling your body to fight for your life, run for your life, or freeze and hope for the best. It's a protective mechanism, and chances are, it's an error. Thank your brain for trying to save you. Reassure it that your survival isn't at stake, and tell it that it can shut down the alarm system. Also, remember that you're more likely to fall into reactive animal brain thinking when you haven't gotten sufficient sleep, when you haven't been eating well or enough, when you're sick, or when you're stressed in other ways. The smarter, more evolved reasoning part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, demands more resources in order to prevail over your thinking, resources that aren't available when you're taxed. Finally, try doing at least 20 minutes of vigorous exercise. For many people, this helps clear the jittery nervous system energy and restores us to a calm state. After you do each of these 5 courageous acts, go back to your Acts of Courage page and fill in the column labeled How I Felt After. Your response may be as simple as relieved, or as in-depth as I felt like I was finally able to have a genuine relationship with my dad. Finally, fill in the What I Gained column. Once more, a simple answer might be something like stronger, or lighter, or a promotion. And a detailed answer could be something like greater confidence in my ability to get what I want. Start to live courageously. Keep up those acts of courage. Remember, the more consistently you willingly approach uncomfortable situations, the easier it becomes, and the more your courage and self-trust will grow. As soon as you avoid making an important but difficult communication, or procrastinate something you're nervous about, it will seem more challenging to gather the courage to proceed. Focus on your lower dantian. Relax your belly completely. Relax the rest of your body. Breathe deeply into your pelvic bowl. If a friend is available, hold their hand. If not, just imagine that you're holding the hand of a loved one or that a helper has their hand on your back. Know that you're moments away from feeling relieved and proud of yourself, and go for it.